Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Diane DeResta is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. Diane is. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Knockout Presentations. Her company, DeResta Communications, is a consulting firm that, as I said earlier, helps people like you and me decide what's the best way to reach out and touch customers and prospects and stay connected to folks. And she's our good friend, Diane DeResta, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Diane, one of the things that that we all know about, that all of our mothers told us at one point in time, is we have two ears and one mouth, and we should use them proportionally, right?
Absolutely.
And
it's a good formula, the 80-20. You should be listening 80% and talking 20%.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's not the right math. It's 67% and 33%. It's 2-1. Come on, you can't do.
I'll give you that.
You can't let a talk show host have 20%. That won't work. Go ahead, Diane.
No, as long as most of the time you're listening rather than speaking, you're going to learn a whole lot more, and you're going to be more successful in business and in your relationships.
Yeah, and so, but here's an interesting thing. In the world, in a time when we've got all this social media and all this texting and everything, most people are just talking instead of listening, it seems to me. I mean, talking meaning tapping it out with their thumbs or whatever. Are people, is there any listening going on anymore in social media?
You know, in my book, Knockout Presentations, I devoted a whole chapter to listening, even though it's a public speaking book, because it's really the other side of speaking.
Yeah.
And what I find, if you think about the three levels of listening, level three being faking it, it's where you say, uh-huh. Number two, surface listening, where you're really just listening to facts or content and missing all of the other body language and other clues. And then there's active listening, where you're fully present and really working. And I see so many people on their cell phones and Blackberries, and we are not present anymore, which means we're not listening. It's sad.
It is getting that way, isn't it? And I still like to tell the story about the four little girls are sitting at a booth in a restaurant or cafe, and they're texting. They got their heads down texting, but the truth is they're texting each other.
Oh, I know.
Instead of raising their heads, putting their phones up, and talking to each other.
It's so funny. It's just a phenomenon. You'll see two people in the mall and say, "Where are you?" "Oh, I'm at Abercrombie and Fitch." "Oh, I'm in Starbucks."
Yeah.
Well, just go over and walk and meet the person there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a different kind of community.
My thumbs aren't that dexterous, you know. I don't care for that.
Stronger every day.
I don't care for that much. But anyway, but listening, and I like what you said about the other side of communicating. Speaking is listening. You know, I thought when you said that, I thought about the pendulum swing. You know, the pendulum swing is the perfect thing. It goes one way, and that momentum brings it back to the other side. And you can't have half of a pendulum swing. It doesn't stop at the bottom and then go. You know, without that momentum, it won't swing back. And so, to me, I think of speaking and listening as that pendulum swing, the both sides of that equation. What do you think?
Absolutely, that's a great metaphor, because you need to speak and express yourself, and you need to listen. And when you're at level one, listening, active listening, people think listening is a passive activity that you just get quiet and let the other person talk. But no, you're always responding and taking in information and interpreting. So, yes, I agree with that.
I learned a long time ago when I was being taught how to sell that even no matter how smart I thought I was, I already knew all that. That was already in my head. I didn't, you know, it wasn't going to benefit me as much to tell other people how smart I was as it was to find out what they had to say and put that in my head. That was going to be more gold. What they had in their head was going to be more gold than me convincing them how smart I was.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't listen when you talk, but you do. I'm sorry, you don't learn anything when you talk, but you do learn when you listen.
Right. So how do we do this? I mean, this is not easy. I mean,
No.
You know, I'm not a young kid anymore, and I'm still learning this lesson.
Well, you know, there are a number of reasons why most of us are poor listeners, and one of the reasons is we're not taught. It's actually a skill, and people don't recognize it as a skill. They think you just take the wax out of your ears and you pay attention, but it's more than that. And the other part, too, is ego. We have a belief in this culture that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, so people tend to want to maintain the floor, and if I'm speaking, then I'm dominant. But actually, the power is in listening, not in speaking.
Right. I keep thinking about the. I told this story before, but I remember when I was a young pup, Diane. I called on a guy. He was a grizzled old guy, old plant accountant. And I called on him. I was with Xerox, and I put a major pitch on him, and we'd never met before. And I got through, and he said, "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business." Listen, this has been decades, and I still remember exactly how he said it. "You've certainly given me the business." He stands up and walks me to his door and out of the building. And I said, "Well, thank you, Mr. Keener." I still remember his name. And I walked around the corner, and I stopped, and I said, "Man, you just blew that." And I went back, and I knocked on his door, and I said, "Mr. Keener, can I start over?" He said, "Yes, Jim, come in." And I sat down, and I basically said, "Tell me what's going on. What can I do to help you?" And I shut up. And you know what? I had his business exclusively for years after that.
See that? It's powerful. And people don't recognize it because they think they're giving their power away. But in fact, you gain power when you use listening skills.
What a blessing. What a gift he gave me by looking me in the eye and saying, "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business."
Exactly. Because a lot of times people don't give us that feedback, and then we lose the sale or the business or the relationship, and we don't know why.
Does an old guy like me have an obligation to, when I see this happening with young people, they're not communicating well or they're talking too much? Should I say things like that to them? Should you and I do that, Diane?
I'd say yes, if you can do it diplomatically, because people need to be trained, and we can be mentors. So we have now four generations in the workplace, and the millennials, the Gen Y culture, an age group, is different. They've grown up with technology.
Yeah.
And so if you can show these very important social communication skills, you're giving them a gift.
And the trick is not to sound like an old fogey when you're doing it. Diane, give us your website, please.
It's www.deresta.com. That's D as in David, I, R, E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A.
And your book is called Knockout Presentations. And when we come back after these messages, she's got another project she's going to tell us about. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.